9 tests on my bass, 9 lines from the top. So in the middle of the Indian here, so to go over, we're holding. So we had the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that held that the Koseves Agasa, that's the amount you have to eat to be over in Yom Kippur, he claimed that it's bigger than a kibbutz. So we had a kasha from the Mishnah of Sukkah that mentions Rabbi Gamliel, who would take two dates without pits into Sukkah and eat them. But the Braisa on that Mishnah pointed out that it was a chumrah. He didn't have to. So the Gemara brought a raya from that, and we saw that the shear that you have to eat in the Sukkah is a kibbutz. And the Gemara said, so if you have, how can you have, it comes out that, two dates without the pits, okay, that's a chumrah, means that mashma, that wasn't a kibbutz. Yet one with the pit is more than a kibbutz. It would come out that the pit is bigger than the fruit. So the Gemara answered, we ended off yesterday, yeah, it is. The pit is bigger than the fruit, than the flesh. Okay, now we'll go on. Rav Amar, a different answer. As Rav Shmuel said yesterday, and that is that Hasam Hainu Taima Mishum Dehavu Peiri Upeiri Lo Ba'u Sukkah. So Rava gives a different answer. He says, without getting into the pit being bigger, that no, really, what did Rava Gamliel bring to the Sukkah? It was fruit, and fruit don't need a Sukkah bechlal. So it could be that really it's more than a kibbutz. It could be two that the two dates he took together and combined was even more than a kibbutz. Much more, whatever, but it doesn't matter because fruit bechlal don't need a sukkah. That's why the braisa said it was a chumrah, because it didn't need to be in the sukkah. And it's always a chila sarah, even if you even need more than a kibbutz. Okay, however, that's not so pasha. I'm going to ask a question on that. Meisave, I'm a rabbi, kishayinu lomdim Torah, tell Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, hevil lefaneinu te'enim vanavim, is obviously fruit. When the Rebbe said when I was learning Torah by Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, they brought in front of us, this is on Sukkot, right, te'inim and anavim, and avachalnu achilas arai chutz l'sukkah, and we ate them achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. So Gemara is medayek. What do we see from here? Achilas arai in, but achilas kevalo. Mashma, we ate the fruit, but achilas arai, and therefore that's why it was okay. Mash, but it wouldn't be an achilas kev. It's no good. And we just go out through saying that fruit is no problem. Even if you eat a lot of it, it's okay. Out of the size of the sukkah. So the Gemara answers a couple of answers. Either ema achalnum ka achilas arai chutz l'sukkah, meaning that fruit don't, as we're saying, don't need a no problem. You can have as much as you can. So we ate fruit, even a lot of them. But even a lot of fruit is considered kas like achilas arai. So you're allowed to eat them outside the sukkah. That's one pshat. Yivayseimo, you can say like this. What he meant was achalnu machilas keva v'achalnu pas achilas arai v'adayu chus l'sukkah. That we ate the fruit were achilas keva, and we also ate pas achilas arai, and that was chus l'sukkah. And it was the fruit you can have as much as you want. That we did eat a lot. It was achilas keva, but the achilas arai here was the bread, not the fruit. In other words, when you read the again what he had said, basically you have to add a vav. In other words, what he said was vachalnum achilas vachalnum. That's psik, right? And we ate them, meaning the fruit, and achilas keva. And then ikilu yad a vav vachilas arai of bread chutz l'sukkah. That's how you have to read. Okay, fine. Let's go on. Leiman Asayle. Now we're going lahafik. Now we're bringing a raya to Rava that again, that fruit you can eat whatever much as you want outside the sukkah. So a little bit of background to this. We're going to say we're kind of jumping in the middle here. The Mishnah in Sukkah brings Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer held that you have to eat in the sukkah 14 meals, 7 days of sukkah, two meals a day altogether, 14 meals. So he says, if you didn't eat on the first night, you can mashlim and eat on the last night. You can mashlim the missing suda. So the Gemara there explains that what are you going to do if you're just going to eat, bread on the last day to make up? This is not a heker that's another suda because you're eating bread anyways. So therefore, you have to eat, the Gemara says over there, mine targima, okay, which Rashi over here says that it's leaf done, which is things you eat with bread, like fish and meat, right? That's what you have to eat, something extra to count as your extra suda, the one you're mashlim, but not just bread, because bread you're eating anyways. Tosis in Psachim says that targima here means mizonos. Okay, so you have to eat a mizonos, or according to this, meat or whatever, but something different, but something that needs a sukkah, obviously. Something you don't need a sukkah, it's not, you're not making up that extra suda of eating something that doesn't need a sukkah. So it has to be something that needs a sukkah, and besides bread, called a mini targima. Ah, so now we can go back into the Gemara. So therefore, it says over there, lefikach, im hishlim b'mine targima yatsa. Therefore, if you use mine targima, like we said, that's fine to make up for your extra suda, yatsa. Ah, so what's the deal? So the Gemara is mashma, that why did it say mine targima? Why not fruit? Ah, v'is, al-kadai tekla peribo sukkah, so lisne peres. So if fruit need a sukkah, so you have a great option. Eat fruit. Why doesn't the Gemara mention fruit? Just mentions targima. So vice versa, what do we see from here? That fruit don't need a sukkah. And that's why it didn't mention fruit. So the Gemara is docha that. And it says, no. My mini targima peros. One answer is that, or the dechia is, that no, when it says mini targima, it meant fruit. That's what mini targima are. And another dechia is, vibay seima, that be'asod lo shlichi peri, that the brisa was referring to where a place that there's no fruit. In other words, practically, if you have fruit, great, you can you maybe even use fruit, because fruit are also something you maybe need a sukkah for. If it's not a raya from where you don't need a sukkah for fruit, maybe you do, but there's no fruit in that area where the Tana was talking, so therefore he didn't mention fruit. Ketzi Rashi. Im hishlim yudalat sudos she'adam chayav lecho b'sukkah, l'divei Rebbe Eliezer, kontra Rebbe Eliezer, mesechet sukkah, targima z'lifta. Okay, back to the Gemara. Now we have another Shita. Okay, so far we had Rabbi Yehuda that said, that claimed that this Kosevet Agasa was bigger than a Beitza. Now comes Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid Amar, Kosevet Agasa She'amru is Chaseira Mika Beitza. So he held, no, it's smaller. Okay, so it's, you have the Shira of Yom Kippur is less than a Kabeitza. Now, where does he know this from? Rav Zvid, the Raya, is from the following Mishnah, Ditnan. Beishama Yomrim, Seor, Bekazayis, Chameitz, Bechakosevet. Okay, that we're talking about here about the Isser of Bal Yera, Bal Yemat, not to own Chameitz on Pesach. So Beishama, I claim that there's two different Shiurim. One Shiur for Seor, which is like leavening agents, like yeast or whatever. And the actual Chameitz is a different shear, and that is the sor is kazais, and which is the smaller shear, and chametz is the bigger shear, is a kachosevet. Vavinam ba, and they asked on this my time of the Beit Shammai. Why does Beit Shammai get this, that there's a different shear for chametz and for sor? So the answer is because Beit Shammai had it kasher. Nichtav rachamana chametz v'lo bayis or. Because why does the Torah have to write lo yerecha chametz lo yerecha sor? We'd have to say both, right? To mention both chametz and sor. Let the Torah just write chametz v'lo bayis or. We didn't have to write sor. I can learn it from a kal v'chomer. How? V'amina v'anamina. And I'll say the following: Uma chametz shein chimuto kasheh. Chametz, which is kal, which is not so severe. Why? Because chametz doesn't make anything else chametz. So it's not, that's called the Ein Chimutzo Kasha. It's not Machmitz, other things. And yet, it has a Isser of a Kazayis. And here, the smaller Shear is the more Chumra thing, right? Because there's a little bit already, you're over. Okay? So Chametz, which is not so severe, it has it is very Chumra that it's even in a Kazayis, you're over. So or Shechimutzo Kasha, as we said, because that is Machmitz, other things. Lo kol shekein, then it should be asur by the kazayis, and not not a bigger shear. The kal thing is already a kazayis you're over, and surely the more chamor thing has to be a kazayis. Aye, so why did the Torah was bothered? Why did the Torah have to write both then? Again, just write chametz, the kal, I can learn kal v'chomer to the soar. So therefore, Mida Palginu Rachaman, and since the Torah did write both, wrote Tzor also, Limed Limda Halach is coming to teach you that Shiru Sholzeh is Lo Kishiru Sholzeh, that they, each one is not the same as Shiur. So, or Bekazayis, Bechameis, Bechakoseves. Okay, meaning why? So we know, since the Torah wrote both, even though we could have learned it from Achav HaKomer, so therefore it must be a different Shiur. So therefore, Beit Shammai made the following Keshben. Says, okay, so if that's the case, what are the two different shiurim? So since we said Seor is more chamur because it's machmit, so that has to be the more chamur shiur, has to be the smaller shiur than chamet, if there's two different shiurim, right? That's more serious. Okay, so therefore, that's kezayit, the Seor, and we'll see Rashi explain why not less, because we don't, it's not mistaber that the Balyera is more, you're going to be, it's over, it's more chamur than achila, actually eating. And eating we know is the kezayis, like all eatings are, mina Torah. Okay? So therefore, eating is the kezayis. It's not mistaber that lo yereach is going to be more chamur than that. So that's, therefore, it's a kezayis also. And then, the other one, which is chameis, which is less chamur than seor, has to be a bigger shear. So therefore, we go up to the next level shear. So we had kezayis. What's the next level up? So kosevis. So here's our raya for Rav Zvi. The isal katak the kosevis agasa shamu is yatera mikabeitza. If you're going to say the kosevis agasa is great, is bigger than like Rabbi Huda wants to say, then michti beit shamai ashiura the nafish mikazayis kamahadre. So lit mikabeitza. Like we said, if in fact a kosevis is bigger, like Rabbi Huda said, bigger than a kabeitza, so therefore the next step up after kezayis is a kabeitza. It would be a kezayis, kabeitza, and kosevis. Okay? So why, when Beit Shammai is searching for the next shear up after kezayis, does he say kosevis? It's not true. It should be kabeitza. That's the next one up. Elamai, obviously, it's not true, Rabbi Zvi says, and a kosevis is the next step up, and therefore that's why his shita is, you have kezayis, kosevis, and then kabeitza. They asked that. There's a whole big raid on that over here. They asked that, why is an angel in Jumidin? So they say there's different answers why it's not, because it's all talking about one thing over here. There's different answers, but it's a good catch. They asked that. Okay. So, Lisa Kabeza. Okvi nami, even kia hadari nihu. And even if you want to say that they could be even the same, but still, it's still not good that Beit Shammai is choosing a kosevis, even if it happens to be the same as a kabeitza, because kabeitza is more commonly used, and therefore that's what they should have said. Nini kabeitza. That's something that the Rashi brings down in Tumas Ochlim. Kabeitza is a more commonly used thing in the Mishnah. So therefore they should have used kabeitza, even if they're the same. Elav Shmamina, as we said, kosevis is pchuta mi kabeitza. That a kesevis is less, as Rav Zvi said, and that's why that's the next step up after the kezayis, and that's what Beit Shammai said. However, the Gemara is docha this as well. It says, no, it's not a raya from here. Why? Mimai. Dilma lo olam emelach kesevis agasa she'amru is maybe yesera mikabeitza. Maybe not. Maybe kesevis agasa is bigger. Aye, so why didn't Beit Shammai go with kebeitza, which would be the next step up after kezayis? So the answer is because emelach kosevis agasa shamru is yeterim kabeitza. But ha astama kabeitza. There's two types of kosevis. You can our Mishnah talks about kosevis hagasa, the big one. But it could be there's a big one and there's a regular one, astama. So in Echanami, there's what Beit Shammai was talking about was your average one, and that's not the only Yom Kippur. Is if you eat a big kosevis agasa, and so therefore the step up after kezayis is in fact a regular kosevis, and that's what Beit Shammai was talking about. After that comes a kabeitza, and after that comes a kosevis agasa. So it could be really kosevis agasa is bigger than a kabeitza. And Beit Shammai was talking about a regular one. That's all, not a gasa. Minami kiyadade ninhu, or maybe they're the same. A kesevis and a kabeitza maybe really are the same. And we said, but we said before, hey, then it should have taken the one that's more common. But that's not a, that's not that, you can't have, you have to say that necessarily. But they weren't choshesh, so you just use the one that's more common, and it just chose one of them. It chose the kosevis, even though kebetz is the same. Okay, let's see Rashi. Saor bekezayis leinyan bayirav ayimatze. Okay, shir shozeh, lo kishiran shozeh, shiro shozeh. So we said that since we could have had a kal v'chomer, and the Beis Shammai didn't saw that the Torah wrote it specially, it's a teacher that teaches a separate shir. Okay, al korchach the chametz nafish mikazai. So first of all, says Rashi, it must be that chametz is a bigger shir than kazai, like we said, because seor is chimutz kasha. So it has a smaller room, it's more chamur, it's a smaller shir. Lahaki katav sa'or, and this is why the Torah wrote sa'or, the e lo kasve v'gamar mechameitz, because if it would have if it wouldn't have written it, and we would have learned it from chameitz, so havamina dayo lavo minadin liot kenino, velo mechayev aleha elek shura rabba. Okay, now this line in Rashi is very difficult. So I was reading, I was like, what's going on here? So I looked on the Tosfos Yom Kippuri, a famous sefer on this parak. So he also brings, he leaves it basically tzarechim, brings a couple of things, because what Rashi seems to be saying over here is that I should write the Torah had it written the shir of chametz as a bigger shir, right, which is a kosevis, then I would learn I can't learn a kal v'chomer that the more chamur the seor is kal v'chomer more chamur, it should be a kezayis, because that's not a kal v'chomer, right? You have to say dayo levonim din, and I would say it should also be dayo, that it should also be the same shear as a kosevis, right? But our Gemara doesn't say. Our Gemara makes the kal v'chomer using a chametz with a kezayis. So it's very difficult. He leaves it unanswered, and I don't know. So let's leave it. Lahachi katva rachamana l'chiyuvei akazayis. That feel of bepachos mikazayis leikol memer, like we said. Therefore, it writes that the seor, which is the more chamor thing, is a kazayis, because less than that, the bepachos mikazayis leikol memer, as we mentioned before, the lotehe that the reiya lo yirelecha should be chamura miachila. Doesn't make sense. So therefore, Mistama, the smallest shear is the kezayis over here, and that will be the more chamor thing, which is the seor, and then I would have a kal v'chomer, right? Then I would say, then go up to the next shear for the chametz, right? The stam achila bekezayis al korchach chamur bekezayis v'kal biyoter mikezayis. Okay. So again, next Rashi mikli Beit Shammai. So lo amru kakosevet. Elamishum de baushir chametz fe michel sor. So it doesn't say kasevis. Elamishum that we need a shear which of chametz which is bigger, right? Fe michel sor. It's the next level up, right? Shuba kazais. Right? Sor is more chamers. That's kazais. We go up the next shear up. Umiditzrich kral lemichtavinu. Since the person of pasuk had to write it. Beim matzu shear pachot mikosevis hu yeter al kazais. Hayu misharim bo v'im kabeitza v'chotam mikosevis litni kabeitza v'ina. So therefore, we're going up the next year, and if the kabeitza would be the next year, so then we would take kabeitza. Inami, if they were the same, yadarininhu lema kabeitza shu shagur b'mishnah yoter mikosevis, like we said, linyan tumas ochlin. Or even if they're the same, I would still better to say a kabeitza. That's more common. And the LMI, we see that the next step up is in fact a kosevet. That's why Beit Shammai used it. Okay, kosevet stamak kabeitza. So we said, no, maybe there's two different kosevets. You have a kosevet agasa is bigger than a kabeitza, and a regular kosevet is smaller. Beit Shammai, kosevet stamak, they were saying the regular one. Okay. Back to the Gemara, last piece for today. So now the Gemara brings the Hafik a raya for another raya for Ravzvi. Okay, here comes the raya that a kosevis is less than a kabeza. So elamei hacha, akamim mezamni. Somebody eats bread with a group of people. You want to make a zimun. So how much bread do you have to eat in order to be chayav in a zimun birkas hamazon? So first sheet is Rabbi Meir ad kazai. Says you have to eat a kazai of bread. Rabbi Yehuda Omer and Kabeitza, you have to eat a big, you have to eat a Kabeitza. Okay. B'maika Miflagi, what are they arguing in? Rabbi Meir Savar, he's dealing with the Pasuk, Ve'achalta v'savata u'veirachta, so Shem Elokecha. So he learns the Pasuk like this. Ve'achalta, zu achila, v'savata, zu shtia. So he breaks them up. Ve'achalta v'savata, achalta is going on wanting his eating, and savata is going on drinking. Ve'achila v'kazayis. Everywhere in the Torah, achila is kezayis, and that's why we're dealing with eating now and making a zimun. So it's a kezayis. That's why it's a need a kezayis for your chayav. Because it's a beirachta. When do you make a bracha? If you have an achila, what's an achila? Achila kezayis everywhere in the Torah. So therefore, he held the shear is a kezayis. However, Rabbi Yehuda Savar vechalta v'savata is not eating and drinking, but it's all eating, and it's the shear is achila sheyesh basviya. Achalta v'savata means eating that there is a savata with it, eating with the svia. The ezeh, and what fills you up? What makes you savea? Ze kabeitza. This is a kabeitza. So now the Gemara says, v'salkadata. If you're gonna say the kosevus agasa she'amru is yisera mikabeitza, that the on Yom Kippur the shear is a kosevus agasa, which is more than a kabeitza. So that's very difficult. Hashta kabeitza shavuei masba. So daita lo miyatva. Right. So how could it be that kosevus agasa? What happens is you eat a kabeitza, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're full. But you don't have yishuv adas yet. You know that you need to eat more. It's ridiculous. Right, obviously, yishuv adas comes before getting filled up. First, you're calmed down, you ate something, right? And then you eat more, and then you get filled. So, how could it be that the shear of filling yourself up, right, is a kabeitza, you're full, right? And then, next step up is after that, then you're calmed down, and it's backwards. So therefore, what must it be? It must be me, like Rav Zvi said. No, the kabeitza is the shear of the kosev zagas is smaller than the kabeitza. So first you have the yishuv adas by the smaller shear, and then after that you hit the kabeitza and you get full. That's a riot Rav Zvi. Elalav shmamina kosev zagas shamru, like we said, is less than a kabeitza, and that gives you your yishuv adas. Kabeitza maspa, and then the actual kabeitza fills you up. And koseves miyat vedaita, and then before that you hit the shear of the koseves, which gives you yishuv adas, and you're not novinui anymore. Okay, let's see. Rashi came zamnin mevarchim al hamazon acharav, right? Saying the benching. Okay.